Well, hello, my friends, launch leaders. This is John O'Leary, and welcome back to another Refuel Call. I think today you're going to be extremely excited that you tapped into it because we have the love master himself, principal, leader, husband, father, great man, Matt Miller, my friend. So, Matt, welcome to the call.
Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Matt, you are on summer vacation, but I have a feeling you aren't. You're not just at home with the blinds drawn. You're out there spreading the good news and making a difference. Tell us the best part of your summer so far.
Well, the best part of my summer is when I unplug and go to the beach for a couple of weeks with my family. But I can tell you after being back from that, have been able to travel around the state of Missouri and spread our continued topic of love is the key and that it's all about relationships. So it's been an awesome summer.
You know, Matt, on the feedback, so many folks wrote in how impactful your message was. When we asked for specific takeaways, they wrote down buzzwords like love is the key. It's all about relationships. On this call, what I wanted to do is not only to remind folks that love is the key and it is all about relationships, but more specifically, to give them some ideas, thoughts, action steps, a process that they can live it each day in their relationships, home, at work, and beyond. So, Matt, over the next 5 minutes or so, will you share maybe some of your best practices on modeling love as the key each day?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we're finding is all of us that are especially in leadership roles are trying to keep people inspired in our organizations. And what we're finding is that we can't do it by ourselves. And so I think one of the most important systems that we can put in place is for people to have accountability partners within their organization. So it's another layer of somebody looking at them and say, hey, I care about you. You know, how can I help you? How are you doing? And so, and I saw that at launch where we would mix the tables up and we built new friendships and new relationships with people. And I left with a whole new basket of people that I kept in touch with. And naturally, as we find, you know, I need to, and this call reminds me that I need to reach out to those people again because we were holding each other accountable there for a while. And as we all know, life gets busy and next thing you know, we lose touch. And so I think that first piece is just that accountability partner. Who besides, you know, our spouse and our family and our people at home, you know, people at work, you know, how can we surround ourselves with as many people as possible to help us be better at what we do? And so, and it goes back to just that relationship and the people around us that love us and care about us. And so I think
Matt, let me stop you for a moment and ask a clarifying question. Do you think it's a formalized relationship? Is it one that you check in every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. or is it almost informal where you got a network of guys that you occasionally text and check in with and see how they're doing in one area of their lives?
And I think that's the beautiful thing is as you partner people up or as you team people up, whatever that system is, here at our school, we pair people up. And then they get to make the choice themselves on what that looks like. Some teachers will get together, you know, for coffee in the morning before school starts. Some intentionally have lunch together. We intentionally bring them together at every meeting. It's the first thing we do. You know, that's the big rock in our schedule is, hey, your goal and you being the best you can be is so important that it's the second thing we do every meeting. The first thing we do is celebrate all the great things going
yeah.
on. And the second thing we do is we get you together with your accountability partner. So I think that can be flexible as long as there's
mm-hmm.
a system in place for that.
All right, perfect. So the first piece in making sure love is the key and we model it each day and in each relationship is to make sure we have an accountability partner. Can't do this on our own. What else, Matt, might you throw in there?
I had the pleasure a couple weeks ago to be an opening keynote at the Educational Office Professionals Conference, secretaries around the state of Missouri. And it was amazing to do a similar activity with them that we did at launch, was just take time and write that handwritten note to somebody who's made a difference with you. And to
yeah.
see the love and the smile on their faces and how proud they were to do that just reminded me of, again, another simple little strategy that we can stop and do every day that can not only refuel us, but also make a difference and pay it forward. And obviously what we hope is that that then pays it forward and you know, creates that ripple effect. And so, again, simple little strategy that I think in today's world of technology and texting and so forth, that as my two wonderful grandmas taught me, is there's nothing more powerful than the handwritten note and letting somebody know how much you care. So was able to do that activity at a couple different conferences this summer, and it's just a great reminder. And how do you put a system in place to make sure that you're doing that often? And so another example of trying to spread the love as much as possible.
Beautiful. Handwritten notes. And what I caught that I think is so important is to put a system in place to ensure it actually happens. Write it down on the calendar. It could be every morning at some certain time, or it could be once a week, maybe even once a month, but make sure you actually calendar down when you're going to be writing these notes out to your friends, your loved ones, your family, your coworkers.
And
how,
I think,
how about one?
Go ahead.
Please.
No, I think one of the things that we also need to pay attention to, and it can be any of us in organizations or families and so forth, is I always thought that I could just write those notes and not have a system in place where I would track that. But I think it's also important that, you know, I shared with the new principals in Missouri just the other day that, you know, in their leadership role, they need to have a system to make sure that they're kind of keeping track. And so, which I hated doing at first because it kind of quantifies it, but yet
yes.
it holds you accountable to make sure that you're taking care of everyone in the organization. And so I think that's a simple strategy, again, of making sure that we're trying to take care of everyone.
Matt, for some of us, it freaks us out a little bit to think of writing notes, these long love letters that we received in fifth grade from our, the folks sitting around us in the classroom. How long, though, are most of these letters you write? How long does it take for you to actually write them? And give us one story of an individual that you were able to impact because you sent one of these off.
Well, I can give you two. I had a mom at the end of the year walk in, and she said, "Hey, I just want to let you know that the little note that you dropped my daughter," and it was three sentences of, you know, appreciate what a great leader you are here at school, keep up the great work, you know, appreciate all that you're doing here at Wren Hollow to make it a wonderful school. She said that has sat on her nightstand ever since you sent it to her. Another story I think of is we were talking as a leadership team at the end of the year here at school on just how to get better. And I opened up the conversation of, okay, when we talk about climate and culture at our school, which is the foundation of everything that we're about, what systems do you want to make sure continue that we started this year? And they brainstormed for a little bit, and one of the teachers said, "You really need to continue writing us handwritten notes." And of all the systems that we had in place, that was one of the first things said. And it really reminded me that, again, we have to refuel people. You know, we're launching
yes.
them off, and we need to continue to remind them what a difference they make. And so I just, every time I get to talk to somebody, it's nothing new that I'm telling them. I'm just reminding
yes.
them of just really simple things that really make a big difference.
Perfect, and thank you. And what I'll say is, you know, rising above, we have the honor of speaking to thousands and thousands of people each year, and we get a lot of thank you letters through email, which is nice. It means a lot, and through Facebook and Twitter and everything else. But we get a bunch in the actual mail, and those ones not only mean a lot, they actually go up on a wall in our office. So that there is a significant difference between a pat on the back, an email blast, and that handwritten note. It's a meaningful piece. So I love it, Matt. You talked about accountability, a handwritten note. Love is the key. Give us one more way to model this in our work and in our lives.
You know, I always I'm ashamed because, not ashamed, but, you know, that some of the things are just so simple that we talk about. But one of the things that we are very intentional here as well that I think applies in all of our relationships is always making sure that we're putting that positive first. Yeah. And what I mean by that is we work real hard here at school to make sure that our first contacts with parents and kids are always positive. And I always tell the story of a teacher that walked in the first week and, you know, wanted to make a negative call to home. And I looked at her and I said, what's my first question going to be to you? And she said, have I made that positive call? And she said, no, I haven't. And I said, well, then we're not going to make the negative. And I guess what I mean by that is our first contact can never be a negative one. And so how can we continue to put those positive first and put those deposits in that account? So in those times where we need to have more honest conversations or that tough call, it's easier to make because we've banked those positive first. And so how are we more proactive in just spreading that love, spreading those positives? So when we have to make a negative or we have to have that tough conversation, it's much, much easier because that person that we're talking
right.
to knows that we care about them.
That's it. The simple is so often what we miss. In a very complicated, busy, stressful, high-energy society, I think sometimes, Matt, we miss the exact points that you're making today on this call, and I'm super grateful for your time and even more than what you're investing in us, knowing that we have a principal here in the U.S., here in Missouri, here in my backyard, that models this with kids and with his teachers and with his own kids at home. It's awesome. So I'm lucky to have you as a friend. Is there any final bit of advice you want to share with us before you catch the next flight out?
You know, I'll end with a quick story. This summer we had some skateboarders up here, and they had, you know, been known to, you know, travel around and, you know, cause some ruckus up here. And in talking about putting positive first, I walked out and ran up to Quick Trip real quick, got some popsicles, came back, sat around with them, had some popsicles, introduced myself as the principal and said, hey, can you do me a favor and just kind of look after Ren? You know, I'm the new principal, don't really know anybody and so forth. And it's amazing the relationship we built because I started with a positive. I would have walked out there and said, hey, get off our property, quit skateboarding,
yes.
you're tearing things up. You know, that would have not been a good situation. And so that's just a little story of how putting that positive first and building that relationship made all the difference in the world. So just blessed to be a part of this team, blessed to have the best job in the world, and look forward to launch in November.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. And launch in November, we're looking forward to relaunching, not only bringing back some old friends, but also inviting some new guests from around the area, around the world to join us November 13th and 14th. So please mark that down on your calendars. You'll want to be back. You'll want to bring a friend. You'll want to see Matt Miller deep in this conversation on love and how you can model it in your life and what it's going to do to your relationships to drive your P&L and to make yourself even more impactful for those you serve. Matt, thank you for taking the time. Thanks for reminding us about accountability, about these love letters, about putting the positive things first and for modeling it each day in your life. You are a gift. We appreciate you. And my friends, for this time and until next time, a reminder is that the best is yet to come. Keep launching forward.